Bluechew1.com.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded, ancestral, and traditional Musqueam territories. That was Machete by Nova Lima, an amazing Afro-Peruvian band blending Latin beats with electronic, with other types of music. Whoa, so awesome. Welcome to Viva Perú, el ungüento para el alma.
Oh. Viva Perú, the ointment for the soul.
Ooh, we're here. We are here. My name is DJ D-Rod.
And I'm DJ Bruja, a.k.a. your favorite DJs, obviously.
Obviously. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. It is such a pleasure to be back in the studio, DJ D-Rod, with my favorite DJ, DJ D-Rod.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we have a lot of incredible music for you today in our Voces Afro-Latines special.
We want to celebrate Black History and Futures Month with some wonderful music by artists from all of over Latin America, Afro artists. And yeah, we have a couple surprises prepared for you.
Yeah, we wanted to really highlight their stories, their music, and how incredible their contributions are to, you know, not only music, but history
culture.
Itself. Yeah, culture. So we're super excited to share some of those. And of course, we're going to have some poetry because Viva Peru loves poetry.
Loves llamas.
Llamas are coming up as well. So yeah, we are super excited here in this February. Should we get started with our first segmento de musiquita?
We should, DJ Bruja.
We
will start with a very special song, Flamingos, by Baco Exu the Blues y Tuyo.
Yes. And Baco Exu do Blues is from Salvador, Bahia, Brazil. And Tuyo is actually like a collective from Curitiba. And I think Tuyo is really, really cool because they mix in, of course, Brazilian sounds, Afro-Brazilian sounds, but they are well known for their like Afrofuturismo vibes. And I think you brought up another song that we're not going to play today, but you can check it out for sure.
Yes.
Make sure that, you know, you look them up on Spotify or on YouTube on every platform because they're incredible. But yeah, you can definitely sense that like avant-garde,
futuristic vibe in their music.
Which is incredible. So make sure you check that out. We're going to then listen to, and I don't think you're ready for this, but El Apache by Chimaya. Chimaya is a legend from Brazil, Carioca from Rio de Janeiro. And he is legendary and very well known for like Brasilerenciar.
Brazilianizing.
Literally, you said it way better. a lot of like 70s genres. Yeah. He's like well known as the Brazilian Barry White, but with a lot of James Brown sounds, you know, disco groove, soul.
Psychedelia, but also with a particular deep voice. Reminiscent
and
of Barry White.
A particular like Brazilian sound as well.
Exactly.
Like, of course it is, you know, soul and groove and disco, but I feel like it doesn't stop being Brazilian, which is like just chef's kiss.
And 70s music. We also love 70s music here at Viva Peru.
Yeah, we do.
Chimaya, we're never ready for you.
We're
always ready for you.
If you tuned into our Brazil special, of course we started with O Descubridor de Chimaya.
Legendary.
And I think one Brazilian person, a Brazilian friend, I think told me like, yeah, you'll know someone is Brazilian when they play this and like they're like singing from the top of their hearts.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, I'm not Brazilian and I'm singing
from the top of
I want to be.
Adopt us.
Adopt us, please.
And then we're going to listen to
Sina by Javan from his epic album Luz from 1982. He's been a musician for a long time.
Yeah, another legend from Maceió, Alagoas, Brazil as well. So we wanted to definitely highlight. And I think those, like this segment, it goes so well together. So we really hope that you enjoy. And shout out João Paulo Trilho for helping us with pronunciation. well with, you know, choosing some of the music and the songs and the artists. So we're super happy.
And cooking
too.
For us.
Yes, that too.
And that too.
So should we get started with Flamingos?
Oh, let's go.
Whoa. This is Viva Peru, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Peru, the ointment for the soul.
Thank you. Steve, deu viva comigo. Me mande embora ou me faça de abrigo. Califórnia, dream com uma dream girl, mas não sou gringo. Camisa suada, estampada de flamingo. Me deixe viver ou viva comigo. Me mande embora ou me faça de abrigo. Califórnia, dream com uma dream girl, mas não sou gringo. Camisa suada, estampada de flamingo.
Entro em você mais do que já entrei em bares. Te amo aqui, mas te amo em outros lugares. Louvre em Paris, me embriaguei, alguém me pare. Amor, senta firme, me faz favor, não paro. Coração partido, espero que cê repare. Meu tênis branquíssimo, espero que cê repare. Te procurei outros corpos, aprendi pares, são pares. Te molhei sem querer, achei que era sete mares. Cabelo disfarçado e a cara de quem não vale. Sentimento disfarçado e a cara de quem não vale nada.
Ouvindo Exalta na quebrada, gritando eu me apaixonei pela pessoa errada. Ouvindo Exalta na quebrada, gritando eu me apaixonei pela pessoa errada. Dream girl, mas não sou gringo. Camisa suada, estampada de flamingo. Me deixe viver ou viva comigo. Me mande embora ou me faça de abrigo. Califórnia, dream com uma dream girl, mas não sou gringo. Camisa suada, estampada de flamingo.
Dígame, eu vou lá. não voltou não.
Prazer é irremediável, neon. até gerar o som. Como querer caetanear o que há de bom? O luar, estrela do mar, o sol e o dor. Quizá um dia a fúria desse front virá lapidar o sonho até gerar o som. Como querer caetanear o que há de bom?
Welcome back to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma, Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul here at CITR 101.9 FM. Mm. My name is DJ Bruja and I have right here with me the one and only DJ
D-Run. Thanks for that intro, my favorite DJ, DJ Bruja, who's also such a talented nail artist.
Oh my gosh, amateur.
Oh my God. Wow, no.
But it's
nails,
something I love.
These nails.
Nail ASMR.
Nail ASMR.
Next episode.
Yes, we will work on it.
Thank you so much for tuning in to our Voces Afro Latines special here at Viva Porú, where we want to highlight, of course, for this Black History Month and futures, a lot of incredible artists, incredible music, and some poetry.
Some poetry. Oh my God. Whoa, yeah, I think it's time for the poem.
Yeah.
It's time for the poem.
Should we do it?
We should do it. And the poem that we will read today is by Elcina Valencia, who is an Afro-Colombian poet, singer, songwriter, and educator who was born in Puerto Merizalde, close to Buenaventura, in 1963. And this poem we love. We hope that you also like it. It's a little bit erotic.
Sensual.
It's called Entra en mi playa de nuevo. And it goes like this. Muévete despacio en la bahía de mi puerto. Sigue anclado en esta playa como barca sin destino. Con mis mareas te agitas, con mis vientos te sublevas y esculcas en el abismo la dulzura del océano. Ven, sujétate a mi orilla. Con la borrasca de enero, y navega sin temores, con el oleaje de fuego, y cuando el sol se marchite, entra en mi playa de nuevo.
Ooh. Wow, that was beautiful. And it made me want to go to the sea.
Exactly. I was going to say, yeah, like it's erupting in the sense of like going into the
el
sea.
El mar.
Yes, el mar, which is everything.
Yeah, oh my God, I cannot wait for warmer weather and hopefully some brisa marina.
Some dipping in the sea.
Yeah. It's so awesome to think how like, yeah, a body of water just calms so many anxieties, even if it's for like a little walk.
Yes.
If it's a lake, if it's a river, if it's
salt,
whatever.
Salt also. You have a wound or something. Like, yeah. I remember people telling me in Acapulco, just go in the sea. Like,
yeah.
It'll get heal. Cured.
I've heard that, but with the sun. Like, my mom is a firm believer that, for example, you have a skin issue or whatever. My mom's like, te falta sol. You need more sun.
You need more sun. You need more salt. You need more poetry. You need more.
Viva Porú, Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Oh my God. Thank you so much for that incredible poem and for introducing us to another incredible poeta.
Poeta afrocolombiana.
And you know, we wanted to start this little bit with an Afro-Colombian poet because we have some Afro-Colombian artists coming up in our next segment of Musiquita.
Yes, but before the two songs by the great Afro-Colombian artist that we are sharing with you today, we're going to start with an Afro-Chilean artist. Luta Cruz with No Quiero Vivir Para Trabajar.
Oh my God. And she is a representación, like a very, very strong representation of mujeres barbudas. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you check out her social media, Luta Cruz, because her content is incredible as well as her music. And yeah, No Quiero Vivir Para Trabajar is an incredible song. Yeah. And also mood.
Also living, still, I want to live by that.
Yeah.
By that title, song title.
We are then going to listen to Yele by Keke Minowa, an incredible Afro-Colombian artist. And she has so many genres to offer. This one is, of course, inspired by her Caribbean ancestry. So I hope you stand up and dance a little bit.
Ooh, we need. And just a little bit of a sneak peek for an episode coming up sometime this year. Viva Caribe.
Caribe.
Viva el Caribe.
Viva el Caribe. If you have any recommendations of artists, Caribbean artists that you want us to check out, to request for us to play here live, do let us know. We would be more than happy to check them out. And then we're going to, of course, finish this segment with...
With Maria Casquito by Sistema Solar.
Yeah. Oh. An incredible collective as well, Afro-Colombian collective from Taganga, Santa Marta, bringing us this incredible, like, eclectic few sounds. And they have their own, like, little genres. They do mix a lot of, Colombian sounds, especially Afro-Colombian sounds. Mm-hmm. But here, let me look up what they say.
Verbenéutica.
Verbenéutica. Yeah. So their music combines, of course, Caribbean rhythms, champeta, bullerengue, cumbia, vallenato, salsa. And their mix of genres is called Verbenéutica con K. So make sure that you check out their music. And we're going to listen to Maria Casquito. But honestly, they are legendary. And they have a huge discography as well. So you can check it out on your preferred platform. But should we get started with No Quiero Vivir Para Trabajar?
Let's get going.
Let's get started.
No quiero vivir para trabajar.
This is Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma.
Trabajando día a día bajo el sol de la mañana a la dejo mi fe para amarte. Contigo todo se siente mejor. Me gusta amor, como yo ninguna va a amarte. Y si lo dudas, quedémonos solos en la puerta segura. Te quiero enseñar a amar. Uy, mamá, volvería por ti nomás. Aunque todo me cueste por vivir un capítulo contigo. Muy lejos, te sigo. Y fue así como así nomás que por mi mente cruzaste y no puedo ya sacarte. Ahora te quiero más.
Compañera día a día y es que mi burrita se fue.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma, Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. That was María Casquito by the legendary Sistema Solar. Welcome, this is Viva Voces Afrolatines. My name is DJ D-Rod.
I'm DJ Bruja.
And we are so excited about this episode because yeah. The music is so good.
The music has been incredible. Like, we always do a really good job at curating. I'm sorry. It's not for tooting my own horn, but yes, it is. but I feel like this episode was just exquisite in terms of the music and the vibes.
Yeah, to hear everything. What Afro-Latin artists are doing, producing, contributing, and just excelling at, as always.
As always.
We love it.
We love it, and we're here for it. And don't worry, we have a few more songs coming up, so stay tuned. But of course, you know, Viva Porú wouldn't be Viva Porú without our incredible, cool Lema fact of the week. And this time we have a really, really, really funny one.
Oh my God, we hope
you enjoy. But I found this news article from CTV News from November of last year. And apparently in Ontario, there was a massive search for llamas that escaped a farm in the Blue Mountains. So there were three escapees that were like gone for like 3 days.
Whoa.
And they were just having a great time. And the search was done by like air, horseback. And they wandered out just, you know, because someone left the doors open. Mm. And they were like,
Who let the llamas out?
Yeah. And their names were Luca, Lewis, and Todd. And a professional cowboy, alongside a helicopter and a drone, managed to recover two of the three llamas. I'm going to say Todd is still at large. Because he sounds like a character. You know what I mean? He's like giving main character energy.
Main character.
Ready to take on the world. So Todd, if you're out there, you know, you do you.
You do you.
We hope you're in Toronto. Yeah. Enjoying the nightlife.
The nightlife. We hope someone makes a film about you, Todd, the SKP llama. And for sure it's Todd who's still out there.
Todd is an icon.
Whoa, DJ
Bruce. So yeah, that was the cool llama fact of this week.
I love that. It's a cool llama news.
Yeah.
And thank you for finding that, because this is the content that we hope our listeners
enjoy. So yeah, we have a few more songs to share with you before we go on this like incredible special. And one of them is by an awesome artist, Imasol. And Imasol is an Afro-Mexican artist from Chetumal.
Chetumal.
And she is incredible because she has been wanting to represent, you know, where she comes from and, you know, bring a different sort of R&B that has been invisible for a really long time, especially in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool that, you know, she's working through visualizing and highlighting her community's stories, but also her music, which is incredible. Like, just make sure you check it out because it's exquisite.
Whoa.
And I love it.
Oh, Imasol. I'm so ready for Imasol.
Yeah.
And just on that note, on wonderful people doing incredible things to highlight and to show their communities, to show up for their communities and to spread awareness about their communities, is Afro Caracolas, Saberes Itinerantes, which is a movement formed by Afro-Mexican women who work directly in Afro-Mexican communities in Guerrero and Coahuila to recover, strengthen, and preserve the identity of the Afro-Mexican people. And their goal is to promote Afro-Mexican culture and history, To achieve this, they carry out various activities, workshops, meetings, cultural events that seek to rescue ancestral traditions and knowledge. So make sure you check them out. They're on Instagram, Afro Caracolas, also on Facebook and Twitter, I believe. Also check us out on Instagram and Twitter, Viva Porú, yes, at CITR.
No, that's incredible. I did not know about them, and I'm super excited to go follow them on Instagram and know what they are doing. I saw that they had some like workshops about, you know, justicia reproductiva, mm-hmm. about financial education as well, which I think is so important.
Mm-hmm. Herbal medicine
as well, which I think is awesome. So I'm going to definitely check them out.
Yes.
And yeah, check out as well Emma Soul, because her music is incredible. Her voice is just everything. She reminds me a lot of Clio Sol, mm-hmm. Her vibe, the genre, with her own, I think, very important character and ancestry in the music. Very, mm-hmm. very raw and very, very incredible. So make sure you check that out. And then we're going to finish this episode with
Bateo.
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 By Gilson's Raquel Hayes et Mulu. yeah. So Gilson's are the sons and grandkids of Gilberto Gil, another Brazilian legend, Afro-Brazilian legend. So we are super excited. Gilson's just continues their trio, and they continue to release incredible music that combines, I think, kind of like the sound of Gilberto Gil, but in this era, mm-hmm. which I think is so cool. So make sure you check them out. We have played them in the past for sure, various occasions, a bunch of other songs. So yeah, make sure you check them out. And Raquel Hayes is also incredible.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Bahia as well. So make sure you check them out. And yeah, should we get started with Cerquita del Mar?
We should.
By Emma Soul?
We should get started. And well, thank you for joining us today here at the show. Stay tuned for more awesome content, Too Dreamy, After Us, and other amazing shows.
Yeah, here at CITR.
Here at CITR.
And make sure that, you tune in 2 weeks from now. We'll have some brand new content.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And this is Viva Porú, el para el alma.
Hey baby, tengo este sentimiento desde que te vi. Siento mariposas dentro de mi corazón.
Solo pienso. achou certinho.
Works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca. to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Mark your calendar for February 29th, 2024, because the Study and Go Abroad Fair is coming to Vancouver at the Vancouver Convention Center. Don't miss this free opportunity to start planning your next step in education at the undergraduate or postgraduate level, or to travel abroad. Meet with top universities, graduate schools, and professional schools from Canada and around the world to learn about the university and college programs on offer, scholarships, as well as travel, work, and volunteer opportunities worldwide. To learn more or to register for free, please visit studyandgoabroad.com and join us February 29th at the Vancouver Convention Center.
Hey, I'm Sarah from Alien Boys, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Start living. Start listening. From features through music to news, reflecting your views, this is...